This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The Score! Don't be reading stuff.
That was Dan, or that was Coach Wattenstedt's advice to the Bears players before the playoff game. That was on the postgame show on Marquee last night.
Thanks. Don't be reading stuff.
Which cracks me up. Thanks to our guests. Thanks to Dan Wiederer. Thanks to Anthony Heron. Thanks to everybody who called in. Thanks to Jaquan Brisker and Grady Jarrett and Montez Sweat for talking to Mark Grody. Thanks to Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis, and of course, Ray Diaz, and of course, Mark Grody and Marshall Harris. Hi, guys.
Old Grady Jarrett.
Old Grady Jarrett.
Now, old Grady Jarrett wouldn't cotton to nothing.
Guess who's in the studio with us, too? It's the Mighty Spiegel and Holmes show. It's Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel. What's going on, guys?
What up, good people?
I'm very interested in taking both of your temperatures on this Bears team as we speak.
Oh, better than the physical temperature,
yeah.
Which is good. I was in and out of sickness solidly for like the last week and a half. I feel like the entire
you
universe
and everybody
has
else.
Been.
So look, we were talking about this, and I have a theory, and I don't, you know me, I love to have these working theories.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't happen to me this time, but it often happens to me. I think that we are creatures of routine. Our bodies get used to it. We get used to the trauma, whatever type of trauma your daily routine allows. Like, you're in that mode all the time. And whenever you get to a point where you have time off, your body relaxes.
And lets
Let
down.
Including your immune system.
It's immune.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's
the
true.
Walls of the immune system.
Because basically, the other three members of the Spiegel and Holmes show had this happen. Tanny and Alex both got sick. Like, they got out of here. They were so happy to get out of here. They got out of here and immediately got sick.
Here's my theory. Our bodies don't know how to deal with Bears prosperity.
Ooh.
So now that there's two losses in a row and all these problems that are so obvious.
We're all healthy.
Everybody's going to get stronger. That's exactly right.
Right,
Layla, don't you feel better now that the Bears have been kind of bad for a couple weeks here?
No, I don't.
There goes my theory.
But it's okay because I have the other problem where you know, I'm usually waiting for something bad to happen. My friends like to say that I've been in fight or flight for about 30 years now.
30 years.
So, yeah, and when you think about me, it kind of starts to make sense. So, yeah, I'm probably a bad person to bounce that off of because I'm always waiting for something to happen. I mean, I have, you know, moved about 20 times, and I wish that I could say 20 was an extreme case, but that is true.
Well, we do are probably more comfortable as Chicagoans as the in the bad place with the Bears. So this year has been really uplifting.
It's been
from
like,
that standpoint.
It's been psychologically powerful over the course of the last 3 months. And then when it starts to take this turn, when I'm watching Khalif Raymond beat Jalen Johnson across the field.
A couple of times.
Not Amon-Ra St. Brown. Not the incredibly fast Jameson Williams, whose route tree has expanded. Well, I'm watching Khalif Raymond beat our lockdown corner in one-on-one
coverage.
All right,
Speaks, let me ask you the question I just threw out to the class a little bit earlier. Is Jalen Johnson hurting the team? Like, I mean, I don't know if there's a... I think the answer is probably there's not a better option.
Tyreek's not better?
Tyreek's not better than Jalen Johnson as an option, but he's damn sure better than Nashawn Wright.
Nashawn's been having some rough times, man.
Tyreek Stevenson needs to play. He needs to play. Nashawn Wright had a great magical season of big plays, but he has been exposed in several different ways. And he can't close down on a running back and keep him from getting around the edge. Matt Bowen brought that up to us last week. He's just too long to cover in tight man-to-man scenarios. And Tyreek's edge is going to be necessary this coming week.
When you're putting your defense together and at the beginning of the season you're going, hey, I've got a lot of options of what I can do because I can effectively cut off half of the field because I have Jalen Johnson or that version of Jalen Johnson. And since he's come back and I get the it sounds we honestly are not paying it enough attention when we hear Jalen say, I'm still working through the scar tissue in my groin.
He said when you're trying to run through scar tissue, it's like so he's not fast enough.
And that play by Raymond Williams where he is like, let me take a couple of steps back while I have the ball. And now it's gonna be me and you one on one.
That was crazy.
And he beat him. And like you're watching when I watch Jalen play now, I feel like I know I'm watching a guy that's giving everything he has. It's 100%, but it's 100% of 70% of him.
I like what sorry, Lawrence. What did you?
No, go ahead.
There's a texter who, and this is a great point. Jalen wanted to play on a winner. Finally,
I'm not mad at him for that. I'm not mad at him for putting his foot on the gas pedal and saying I want to be out there and help in any way I can.
So did Edmonds. And Edwards, you got guys who are like trying to hustle their way back.
But are they helping? I'm asking you. DeMarco Jackson and some other guys were doing a little bit of something. I mean, that's the task right now is to look at the last two games on film, if you're Dennis Allen, if you're Ben Johnson, and figure out who can help us win a game on Saturday night.
They were bold at the bye. And things flipped around. How bold are you going to be right now?
I don't know who the Bears' nickel is on Saturday because the way that C.J. Gardner-Johnson walked off the field, that doesn't strike me as someone
I don't think he's
who's
playing.
Going to be ready by
Not in
Saturday.
A straight line.
So once you do that mix, your best cover corner, one-on-one cover corner right now, I think is Tyreek Stevenson.
That's my point.
And he needs to play. So you find a way. Because
Layla, where'd you fall on this?
Well, I'm with you in the process of I guess the thought process is if you're our offensive coordinating for Detroit, right, don't let Nashawn Wright get to a 50-50 ball. So crossing patterns make even more sense, right? Then you add in the lack of speed and closing speed that you've seen.
Mm-hmm.
So then that eliminates, now you're talking about two corners. So Tyreek Stevenson, I think, probably becomes default in that his weaknesses are not as glaring on either side.
And you can't get pressure with four. Like, so you have to blitz, which means you end up in man-to-man.
You never get in pressure
and
with
four. And that's the frustrating part is we've all resigned ourselves to the understanding that rushing four can't get the job done. And so it's a matter of if you blitz look, how quickly can guys get back if they need to? And then you're talking about possibly having a linebacker back in pass coverage, which isn't what you want either. So that's why this is such a tricky puzzle to put together.
Because
right
it's
now.
All connected. Well, absolutely.
And I feel like, look, they could do some blitzing with zone behind it. They could do that. But the problem is a couple of things, because even when you're watching Jalen in zone and then you watch him chase after the ball carrier, it's a struggle. Like, I said it in our group chat yesterday, watching Jalen right now is like watching a player who doesn't have, like, a video game character that has the burst. Like, you could hit super speed on it, but that amount of time is really short, and when they're done with the super burst, they're kind of done.
Oh, that was brutal when you ran out of turbo in
yes.
NBA Jam. That was absolutely
yeah, and
brutal.
And that's what it feels like. It's like
he's hit the nitro too early.
He's got it for like a little bit, and he's made some plays doing it.
Oh, man.
But then when he doesn't get there in time, it's like, man.
In Mario Kart, when like the superpower runs out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Yeah, I think when you look at Dan Campbell's game plan and with the crossing routes and everything else, I don't think he thought he'd be as successful as they were with just how bad the Bears secondary looked trying to taste it. Like, maybe you get a couple of guys, but they got everybody.
Think about what you just said with the process of running. If you're a corner and you have that burst initially, if you're not there to close out, you know, then that's what happens.
Hey, look, the biggest headline, though, I think is like Kyler Gordon's played 117 snaps. Without him, it kind of throws off everything as well, because that's your nickel who can cover.
And if you end up in a jam like this, like, let's say,
you can move him outside.
Exactly.
And now
if you had healthy Kyler Gordon,
play him outside,
you could
and
play
let CJ
inside and play Kyler on the outside. You could do all sorts of cool stuff that I'm sure Dennis Allen at the beginning of the year was like, man, but I can't wait to have Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon.
Let's go. And CJ didn't play for some of those teams that he's been on, because they didn't trust him to cover. He's great and he's physical, but he didn't.
Yeah.
And before you got to the personal stuff and the chaotic stuff, he struggles to cover.
You've had a bunch of guys on this defense, because they've been taking the ball away, have incredible years. And some of that is luck. Some of that is preparation. And you want to give guys credit for it. But when you look at C.J. Gardner-Johnson as a player, you go, there's a guy that I know is going to support the run. There's a guy who I know that is trustworthy in zone and occasionally will pick his spot to go hunt the ball. And you're okay with that. But the more that you leave him one-on-one with the elite receivers, like, that's part of the problem too. Your matchups are so bad that you end up with oh, C.J. Gardner-Johnson is on Christian Watson. That doesn't make sense. Yeah. Or he's trailing Amon-Ra St. Brown. Like,
Good luck, everybody. Wow. Never going to not be trailing him.
Yeah, but right? That's another part of this, too. Amon-Ra St. Brown is just a great receiver.
He's a dog.
Really?
Because he was hurt. Like, the fact that he went out there yesterday and put up, what, 139? Yeah,
respect to them for busting their hump when it mattered. And Nick Sirianni, his boy. I mean, maybe he knows his room and he's bowing to the powers that be in his room to try and curry favor with them. But how you don't really even give yourself a shot to win a two seed, Jalen Hurts has never won a road playoff game.
Yeah, I see.
He's 0-2 in his career on the road in the playoffs.
Here's my issue, though, with all of this. I understand why they did it. Like, they obviously prioritize health, and they're pretty healthy, and they just wanted to, like, let's get here. We know we can do it because we just did it. We just won the Super Bowl. It's not like if the Bears came into Soldier Field with the Eagles on the way that the Bears are going to be favored in anybody's mind.
I get that, but you love to, no matter, like, you love to have the opportunity to host the NFC title game.
Yeah, but if they, but what
and
I'm saying is,
and it's,
if,
and it's possible still.
Yes,
but you would love to be on a direct path to be able to do that, and you'd love to be able to host that second game. And I get it; they feel comfortable going on the road and playing a team but, like the Bears. And I just think that they didn't.
It's not even the NFC title game though. We're talking about the
second round.
Yeah, I'm with you. But what I'm saying is, this Bears team against that Eagles team, there or here. If you're the Eagles and you feel like your defense is defensing, then you feel pretty good about what you see when it comes to the Bears on tape.
I don't know. You beat them at their place.
Listen, that offense, last I checked, that offensive line was bullying people. Who was the offensive line bullying on Sunday? They weren't bullying anybody. That's why they were averaging less than 4 yards a carry. They looked very weak up front.
Dalman with that bad snap. At one point.
I'm not even talking about that. You're talking about late. I mean, late they come to life because that's what they do. But the first half, hand off and do what?
How about this, though? I got to say, in terms of accuracy, Caleb had a lot of runner's balls. And that is not a condition. It's just a plural. It's a plural of,
it does sound like a condition.
Of what you want him to do.
You have to work through the scar tissue on that.
Yeah, it's
sure.
Not a condition. It's a plural of what he needs to deliver to targets on the move. There were a ton of runner's balls yesterday from Caleb Williams that I enjoyed.
There was some dropsies, too, that we can't leave out of the
400
picture.
400 yards.
Johnny Walker.
Yards of dropped balls, leading the NFL.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, Jahdae had a drop.
In that moment, I thought about, like, that's why Jahdae Walker
didn't quite make the team out
right.
of, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Those are the things that happen.
No doubt.
He's also come in and made some amazing plays. Like, these are the reasons why they've been really good, and they've also had some nice luck. And all of that's come together and made it a great season.
Wonderful
for them.
Season.
Charmed life to a certain degree. How much
Semi-charmed.
There you go. How much of the dance of Jahdae Walker did they show on the TV? I've not watched the TV copy
yesterday.
They did.
They showed the whole thing.
He went a little slow-mo on you this time.
Oh, was it slow? See, I couldn't tell that from my vantage point, but it looked like the extended dance move that he had for this time. Not that he didn't the last time he got in the end zone. But it was something to see.
Better than Brock Purdy's dancing. That's all I know.
You hate Brock Purdy.
I really hate Brock Purdy. I think you have unrealistic expectations of Brock Purdy as a dancer.
It's just, he reminds me, he looks so much like Lee Harvey Oswald, who was just a freaking patsy.
That's what it is?
He was a patsy. So it bothers me. It enrages me all over again about the JFK assassination.
Well, I think in Gilbert, Arizona, they do a little bit more boot scooting than anything else. So I think that's that is what's happening.
Les, what happened, unfortunately, to President Kennedy in 1963?
That was November 22nd, and we don't know if it was Lee Harvey Oswald or a whole big thing there. But
it got
blown away.
Yeah, it was a whole big thing there, and he did get blown away. There's
he definitely KMA. Got blown away.
They found the final witness. He wrote the book. The guy who was in the Secret Service at the time, and because there was an extra bullet that he picked up off the back windshield. Come on, guys! Don't you read this stuff?
Oh hell! By the way,
journalism professor was in the cavalcade.
His photographer is the one who took the picture of Jack Ruby shooting Oswald.
And doesn't Brock Purdy look exactly like Lee Harvey Oswald? These are the problems.
Completely.
I must admit, I had not given it thought.
It's time.
Can you believe that Les is missing out on the game? What if Les was here for all of his Green Bay? This will be
He would implode.
Oh, I think you're right. This might not be healthy for Les.
The spontaneous combustion.
Spontaneous combustion, yes.
Like a spinal tap. The way those games go with Green Bay to lead up to this game with Green Bay. I mean, we're talking about final minute stuff.
I don't know why, but like just reading first playoff matchup since 15 years ago, the Jay Cutler game. These are real headlines from local papers. No, they're not. You know, it feels more recent than that. That's just because every Packers game feels like a playoff game.
Well, there's been a big game. I mean, they did win the division against the Packers in grand style in 2018. I mean, there's been big games, believe it or not, against the Packers since 2011, but that one obviously stands out.
Better make sure your kicker's good.
Yeah. Listen. Oh God. Well, maybe you imagine if there's a doink. There's so many like awful scenarios.
Oh, I can imagine it because I saw it last night in the last 2 minutes of the Sunday night football game.
Did you feel bad for him a little bit?
Oh, the Ravens kicker.
Yes. I felt bad for both kickers.
Yeah. I didn't feel bad for Boswell. I don't
why
know
not? Because Aaron Rodgers.
Because he's a serial killer. Yeah, no, because I wanted Aaron Rodgers to go down.
That's what Mike Tomlin called him.
Yeah.
Okay. Was he one of the tryout guys for the Bears? I think I should know this.
Who, Boswell?
No, in 20. Serial killer.
Our kicker's a serial killer.
In 2019, when the Bears had 10 kickers on field four at Hallis Hall after the Cody Parkey night.
When they overreacted after the Cody Parkey
thing. The only problem we had was a kicker. Nope, you still didn't have a quarterback.
So is that Ravens kid going on the Today Show this week?
Oh, man.
Well, he would have already done it, right? Like, that's a good
this morning. That Friday. It was on a Friday that happened.
It was? After the game on a Sunday?
Yeah, I believe so.
So it lingered all week.
That was decision, not a we decision.
Well, John Harbaugh put his arm around the kid and walked him through the tunnel.
Oh, good.
Did you see the Mike Tomlin directly into the cameras after that game?
Blowing kisses?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mike Tomlin was letting y'all know, like, yeah, I'm not done yet.
That game was crazy, and you saw quarterback brilliance from two guys that have won MVPs, and you're just watching them and you're like, oh my God, like that's a play. And I was joking with Spiegs where that touchdown to Flowers, Lamar did a Caleb, which is a Lamar. He splits a double team, jumps over a guy, directs a guy downfield, and then puts the ball right on his hands to score a touchdown.
Runner's balls.
Yeah. You got to work through the scar tissue. Yeah. Right?
It's a plural, not a condition.
It can shaping
be
too. Yeah.
A problem. Birds?
Birds.
Are you ladies doing the watch party tonight,
yes,
Gross?
Yes, there will be. Thank you, Lawrence.
They're red.
The Illinois State Redbirds playing for the FCS National Championship tonight. Starts at 6:30. For just the second time in program history, when they take on Montana State, I will be out at 93 Octane Brewery in Elmhurst for an official ISU watch party. 6 p.m. I'll be there. Game starts at 6:30. Let's hang out. And thank you for asking, Lawrence.
Go get them. The Fighting Brock Spacks trying to win a national championship. I love that. Here's what we got going on today's show. Kurt Warner is going to join us at 3 o'clock. We got a lot to talk with him about. Adam Hoger. Hoagie?
Adam
I don't know
Hogg.
How to pronounce the name.
Adam
He's going to join us at 5 o'clock today. We are going to talk about next year's schedule in the most selfish way possible.
Predictions. 100%. Win, win, loss, win.
No. We're going to go more selfish than that.
More selfish than that.
Okay.
Also, the head coach is trying to program our show, and he needs to back the F off.
He needs to back up.
Oh,
yes,
I heard that.
Does.
Yeah.
He
thought
slow
about
down.
Your industries.
Yes.
About
slow
us.
Down.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll get there.
TTP Industries has some thoughts on all of that stuff. We are gonna start the show. First of all, Tanny's back, so that means you get a Tanny open.
Hi, Tanny.
Which you should be here for.
Alex is back.
Alex is back as well.
Fun fact, they didn't realize that we did 3 days of radio last week.
They were like, yeah, did you guys talk about the Bears clinching
like,
the North? We're
like,
yeah, we were.
Yeah, we haven't been on since they won the division. I'm like, no,
hi, Alex,
we have.
We have. You guys were on vacation.
You got something to say, Alex?
I'm glad you guys took your time. Okay. You deserve your time off.
No, he knows he deserves this one.
100%.
Just like back to being abused by Spiegs for another week. That's what it is.
Yeah, you only get one an hour.
Hey, it's better than the stomach bug I got during vacation, so we're all good.
Oh, you and Ray.
That's the worst. That's right. Full circle. When we come back, we'll talk about the Bears and living in the know. That is after Tanny's open, which is next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.